Very good morning
to you. Okay, yesterday finished basically the Gemara until the last stretch of the Gemara. We actually did it, but we have never explained what it meant. What we've seen so far, we have a Nosson and a Rambam. There's a case where a Shuri pushed another Shuri into the boat, and the Shuri, the pusher, was doing a Shuri Tam. The Shuri is how much the Shuri Tam pays, how much the Shuri, and how much the boat pays. So Nosson said that the Shuri Tam pays a quarter, and the boat has to pay, the owner of the boat has to pay the other three quarters. And the shadow was why should that be? The one shot was because the Shoritan can say, well, first of all, can I say it could be that both of them are considered to have been Peshe 100%. So therefore, both of them are considered to have done the entire damage individually. Each one of them did the entire damage on its own. And both of them together did the damage, but we could consider it that each one did 100% of the damage. So, why is the Shuri Tam paid 25%? So we said, then what I said, because had he been a Mordi, he would have only paid 50%. And now that it's the Shuri Tam, he paid another 50% of that. It means only 25% he paid. And the other 75%, the Shuri, the boy has to pay it because it ultimately, he also did 100% of the damage. So really, each person should be paying 100% of the damage. Shuri Tam can only pay 25, so whatever the Shuri Tam pays, he pays. And the rest, Mr. Boy paid up. That's what the first test of the Gemara was. That's in Cheshvan, that's how it works out. Each one really should pay 100%, which means the Shuri Tam really should pay 50%, but they were partners together, so he pays 25%. So since the partners, whatever the one partner will pay, he'll pay, and the other partner will make up the rest, Mr. Boy will pay 75%. Then the Gemara said a new pshat. This pshat is a very mind-boggling pshat. Yes. Yeah.
So we're allowing one side to say, well, you're my partner, so I should be getting some type of a benefit out of it.
Both sides are getting it.
What?
Both sides are saying that.
But now when we look back at the Baal HaBol, the owner of the pit,
he's also benefiting somewhat.
So he benefited already because it was 50-50. Originally, they were 100%. He got off his discount. 50% because of the partnership. But it's partnership, the max, partnership is the cap. Why are we allowing to throw back because of this skills? You know, if anything, I can say back to the owner of the show, go after the animal damage you.
Bid. And you got 25%, that's all they'll get. Why are they
No. So it's 25%. The owner of the animal that got damaged has to eat up, pay up that loss.
Has to lose that.
So right. Why is she losing money? Because this one is coming and saying, well, I'm your partner, because Abada Shoal, who's a partner on this pit of his damage, he says, I'm your partner, so I should get a discount, further discount. Why? I'm saying, why should the owners be on the wrong pit?
No, the wrong saying that each one is viewed as if they did 100% of the damage. That means really.
But they didn't.
They did. Really? Each one of them, the animal could have died on its own due to any of those factors. The animal pushing it, that itself could kill. Because the maka of the animal, that's what the rashes is. The animal, the force of the animal was itself enough to kill. And the force of the pit was enough to kill. So each one of them was enough to kill. So therefore, we say each one of them should be liable 100%. But as much as you have a partner, so we divide up. And what do we divide up? So we divide up as much as whatever the Torah says, we would divide up. So Shuri Tam, due to the partnership and he's a Tam, only has to be 25. So the other partner, we should pay 100. What are we going to say? No, I have a partner. Say that. So you will gain because of your partnership. It will knock off the 25% that your partner will pay.
Here's the issue that I have with that. I understand from the shore that the shore on its own could have killed the animal from the blow and the strike. Mm-hmm. However, the animal would not have fallen in the pit but for the shore pushing it into the pit.
Right.
Because it might
not fall into the pit, right?
If it's a pukea, which according to Rashi is pukea, okay, then it would not have fallen into the pit.
Fine.
So then the ball bore, he's not.
Here's a pushea.
Was he? Why is it pushea?
Because he knows his animals are push on the other animals in pits.
Yeah, but they also, because they know that animals keep their distance.
No, you're making a rush and place a cup of that.
Well, they both be showing.
Can't do that. Can't make a chop. This is not even Shabbos. Can't do that. You don't think Rashi and this is put them both together. No. Rashi also mentioned that a person who's admitted to the Bishay has to expect that other animals will push other animals in the pit. So you're a Bishay. You left your pit open. Why did you do that? You're a Bishay. 100% of a Mazi. Sanjay, the Mr. Shoya, of course, 100% of a Mazi as well. So both of them 100% of a Mazi. The Chiddush is that there's a cloud saying that really, I should be able to go up to each one of them and say, or either one of them, say, pay up. That's really what I should be able to do. You've got a problem with your friend, go and talk down to your friend. Really, I should be able to say to this, I'm going to pay up 100%. I got damaged, pay up 100%. Right? No, Ross, he can say, no, that's not right. Legally, you have to go to both partners. Say that. So whatever the partnership is, so the partnership, fine. So Mr. Shoytan will say, listen, have I been with how much would I've had to pay? 50%. So now that I'm a town, we break it down to 25%. Therefore, I pay 25%. Why had I been a mood, I would have only paid 50%?
To the mood, and then he has a partner.
He has a partner. So had I been a mood, we have a partner, I would have only paid 50%. Now that I'm a town, the Torah said, strike that to 25%. So my liability as this partnership is 25%. Now, as we said, really, the person of damage should be able to go up to the Mr. Burns said, pay 100%. You did 100% damage. What do you want to say? No, I have the partner. Okay, so when your partner pays, he'll pay. And the rest, you have to pay. All very legal and straightforward. The next one is the problem. This is the easy one.
If, as you say, he would have died just from the carrot, right? Even without a pit, which is why someone's responsible. So then the other guy did nothing. He was already dead. But luckily, he's dead. You shot his head, guy.
Very good. I'm glad you say very good. I said that. What I said is the Rosh on the Gemara afterwards. Rosh on the Gemara. And we shame to ask on that Gemara. So when we get to this Gemara, we'll have to adapt this slide. It's a very good question. If it really got killed from the first blast of the show, then the boy did nothing. Right, so that we'll have to see. There are off in Shinti, he's got a different shot slightly. I use the Rosh on the Gemara. The Gemara says that. They're not using that much. They don't have to see. Okay, so that's the easy shot. Now the slightly harder, not harder, but normal chodesh shot. So what's the normal chodesh shot? Let's see this in the Gemara. The Gemara is the Olam, Ibois Eimel Olam, which is five lines down in the wide lines. The Gemara on the Aleph, five lines down in the wide lines. You can count five lines down. You'll find it. No, when you have a partnership doing things together, we divide up 50-50. Each one is considered to have 50% of the damage. We explained when we said it last time, share. The argument is, how do you look at it? Do you look at it how much each one was per share? And each one was per share 100%? Or do you look at it how much each one's liable for the damages, and because of the partnership, we break up to 50%. So really, it should be 50%, 50%. But the Gasha law, and that will be difficult, that really the Bala Boy should only pay 50, because he only did 50%. The Bala Shoy Mishan Rabia, and the Bala Shoy only pays a quarter, because that's the Cheshman, half of what he would have done in the Minimum. And the other quarter, the owner of the damaged animal loses. No, we don't say that. Why? You know why the Balaboy pays more than what he really damaged? The owner of the one that got damaged, the ox that got damaged, says to the owner of the boy, I'm not to roi. I, my ox, the beer hosh kachise, in your boat I found my ox in your boat. Aunt could lost it. As far as I'm concerned, you are the one that did the damage. This is why I found my animal in your pit. You are the one that did the damage. My the isri the shalomi, you killed it, right? My the isri the shalomi mahaya here. Mishtalma, what I can get from the other guy, I'll get. My the nesri the shalomi meher, mishtalma nochor. Whatever I can't claim from the other guy, I'm going to claim from you. As far as I'm concerned, you are the one that killed my animal because I found it in your pit. So you are the one that killed the animal. What do you want to say? So why are you going to the other guy? Well, if I can get from the other guy, I can say that I'll get from the other guy. But at the rest, you have to admit. Why would you do that? Because there is another nice guy. So let's first look at it. First, we have to understand what the Gemara is saying. Then we can ask questions on it. What is the Gemara saying? I found it in the pit. There's 1,000 Adrian that saw the story. Everyone saw that the show pushed out that show into the pit. We all know what happened. What's the difference what you saw? Well, you found it. You find it in the pit. So what? My question. What's it going to do with anything? I found it in the pit, therefore you have to pay more. Why? If we know it, when you have a partnership, each one of them did 50%. So the bonus is 50%. So why should you have to pay more than that? That's the question. So Rashi says, at Katalte, Rashi, the last word on the first wine sign is at. Kitalte, meaning Mesoyek Shacha Atosi. I found it in your pit. So what? Well, as you would say in American English, so what? Right? At Kitalte. Right. At Kitalte. At Kitalte. Mesoyek Shacha Atosi. I found it inside yours. So what? We had a similar time. Rashi said also.
What's Rashi adding with that? What would we have thought?
What's Rashi adding? Why do we say here is it? Seriously, at Katalte, you killed it. I found it in your pit, you killed it. So Rashi seems to be saying that the reason why you have to save it is because I found it in your pit. But you're right, what is Rashi adding by
it? Because maybe he's trying to get the claim and get some other damage to it. He's trying to claim that he really killed it by hand. No, he just killed it with the animal's
family. If that's really true that they establish that your arguments are responsible, what happened? Why does it go to the other guy? I said, what I can collect from him, I'll get from him. How can you collect anything from him? Just said he found it in his pants.
Just ask my question. The answer
makes sense.
It's difficult for us to understand, right?
Right.
Do we have places? I don't know how to answer to your question.
Is this where a disagreement as to what happened?
No, there's no disagreement what happened. That's just that the thousand of them who saw what happened. There was CCTV that everyone knows exactly. That there was a show that pushed it on the show into the pit. For some reason, you can say, I found it in your pit. The onus is on you. Why? What does it mean? Why should that be? So there's a Tesis here. Tesis gives us two explanations, and we're going to learn both of them, and hopefully by the end of it, we'll be happy. Says Tesis, Ailam, Kisava, Hai, Kalgen, Isgar. The last Tesis, and I'm giving up that. No, Ailam, Kisava, Hai, Kalgen, Isgar. We really say each one only did 50% of the damage. But yet, you can say, I'm not. To write a bit of advice, you can say, I found it, okay? You pay up. In turn, so Tesis asks the basic question of the whole sugya, given the Kalgen, since you only did 50%, ma svarhi zu. What's the logic for such a thing? To be shum the ashkech in the boy, since you found it in the boy, mishan yis v'masha hizik, you should pay more than what you damage. There's no logic in that. Ma svarhi zu. Rahoya reitze reidafai. They really wanted to give a very interesting idea to answer this Gemara. Now, what does it mean? Hachi Kama, the intention of the Gemara is, Hai Palga Zeka Ovid, the Alme. Generally, when looking at Shutfas, we say each one only did half. Generally, the Alma, generally, in other situations, we would say each one only did half. Kigun, for instance, Bishnei Shvarim Sheziku, if you have two Shvarim, Gori, not one Gori and one Shur. Two Shvarim are both equal. Two Shvarim is equal. then we would say each one only did 50%, right? And therefore, if they're a mu'ad, each one pays 50%. If they're a town, each one would pay 25%.
And if one's a town and one's a mu'ad, then
it's 15, 25. That's what you would normally say. Why? Because generally, by shutfus, with two things doing it together, where they're equal, you would say 50%. So that's why the town only pays 25% in out of one. Because a shari, only when your shari is working together with another shari, it's considered you only did 50%. So a mu'ad would only pay 50%, and a town would only pay 25%.
Even though it would have killed, either one would have killed.
Even though either one on its own could have killed it, right? But since it only, in the end of the day, only one animal got killed, so liability is divided up between the two of them. So it's considered each one's only liable for 50%. And since it's a shaitan, so each one's only liable for 25%. That's in the case we have two shoyim. Or at least we can now understand why our shoyim, Mr. Shoyim and Suga, only pays 25%. Because he only does 50%. But the boy, Abel Hako, the shoy shaitan of Kaber, the boy, but here when the shoy pushed the animal into the boy, he didn't do it together with another shoy. He didn't kill the animal together with another shoy. He did it in tandem with the boy. Haboy kula hezek omid. Mr. Boy did 100% of the damage. And that's what the Gemara meant by saying, Kidama at Kitabte. Those are the words of the Gemara means. I found it in your pit meaning a boy. The animals in your pit means your pit did 100% of the damage. See, now what do we have? We have a boy who did 100% of the damage and a shoy did 50% of the damage. A boy who did 100% and a shoy who's considered only did 50% of the damage.
Why? If the shoy did 50, then it's only 50 left.
No, like we know, if you have 100% and 100%, you can both, each person can be 100%. That's what the first set of the Gemara was, right? That means we looked at each one of the Beshea is considered he did the whole thing. And you divide that between the partnerships. So I find that one person be 50, one person 100 doesn't mean, hey, that can be 150. We're looking how much of a liability you had to this thing you did. So a shoy who works together with another shoy is considered he only did 50% of the damage. A chiddush, a boy, that the animal lands inside and gets battered by the force of the chavata or the hemel, that's considered he did 100%. So if you look at the boy, anytime a boy damages, it's as if he did 100% of the damage. Anytime, even if you work with somebody else, because based on the same way. But that's what Tosis suggests when we're going to throw out. Tosis suggests for the time being, a boy is considered 100%. A shoy pushed. The thing that hit it, I guess, was the chavata of the karka. That considered he did it together with the boy, and therefore considered he only did 50%. Right?
You hold it to the drum high for hevel, and the boar lands, you know, face up. So the bala boar putter, and then the bala shoulder has to pay everything. Or 50. Okay,
you're
only
hired
for
heaven,
or not for the
bottom.
And it doesn't land, it lands face up. So do we then ignore the
boar? You're saying good to
nothing,
yeah.
I don't know how we're
best of all. Yeah. So, at the moment, one says that we can try to think of a svar for ourselves, but when you have two svar working together, so that the damage that they both did work together, they yichud should be together, so it's considered each one is liable for 50% of the yichud, right? Mazakin here, when he pushed, and the reason why the animal died because it got hit by the ground or by the hevel, it's considered this chavata. The chavata was working on its own, and the hevel was working on its own. It's true, somebody pushed them inside him. The chavata is considered it was working independently. The hevel, the humidity in the ground, they killed it, is considered to work independently. And therefore, since Thesis, when working with two things like this, we now understand the Gemara. Mr. Shoy, why did he only pay 25%? Shoy Tom, why did he only pay 25%?
50%.
Less partner,
and then he's a Tom, so
he
pays half
what? He's a partner, you pay Tom, and pay 25%. Why does the boy pay
100%?
Because he's working independently. Therefore, he pays 75%. When the shirt doesn't pay, the void pays. Now, in this case here, the shirt pushing into the void. First it says, in this case, that the void is considered he did could as a garbage.
No.
Yeah.
I think I understand it. You're when on. The shul, the pusher, the one that pushed Nagafoto when he gored him, the animal wasn't dead yet. He didn't die. On its way down, descending, he was still alive. What killed it at the end of the day? Was the heaven or the so he's saying 100% this pig is the one what killed the animal. Because we saw the animal flying through the air all the way down. He was still alive. He was screaming.
Okay.
So you can't say he died yet. So this guy, I'll blame 50%. Mashen came by the pit. 100% of the kids, we know it's a killing pit. So he killed it.
Okay.
So I'll blame you 100%. He said, I'll blame you 100%. Him, I'll take
50%. Well, I can get with the other guy here. Otherwise, that's Jesus' first chapter. So come to what Jesus is saying, in the case when you have the show pushing into a boy, Mr. Boy did 100% of the damage, and the show only did 50% of the damage. Now Tim's got a big problem with this. Chazal but it even appears that because he retracted this pshat. Now why should that be? We've all seen the taste of Sarut, but we can speak out outside first and we'll see it inside. That's right now. I'm going to have a show moored with a boy. How much does the show moored pay?
50%.
How much does the boy pay?
If I feel 100. If it's a partner, he pays 50.
How much will the boy pay?
Also 50.
Now, 1 second. How much damage did the show do and how much damage did the boy do? The feed the cheshire stays the same. The show only did 50% of the damage, it's considered, and the boy is considered, he did 100% of the damage. So, in a case you have a show more, he only did 50% of the damage. And how much does he have to pay?
He got 50% what he did.
100% what he did. And the boy did 100% of the damage and how much 50% he did. 50% of what he did. So that's unfair. We're saying if you have a partnership, a show time, a show more than a boy, we're giving the Mr. Boy a break of 50%. And we're telling the show more, he has to pay the entire 100% what he did. Why does that be? But as much as you're giving the boy a break, why do you give the show a break?
Not give him a break.
What break?
You're supposed to pay 100%.
No, he's the only person, every show that damages together with another thing, only did 50% of the damage.
Without the pit, the show would have been 100%.
Because he would have done 100%.
Yeah, we know he's killed other animals before, so I view it was killing 100% here.
No, the most thing that we view as each one did really only 50%. Every time you have two things damaging together, really, each one is viewed as only doing 50% of the damage. But the boy here did 100%. The show is considered 50%, and the boy is considered 100%. It's one of the reasons maybe that you gave before. The show is considered 50%, together with the boy. He pushed the into with a partner, together with the boy, in damaging this animal. So it's considered he did 50% of the damage. But the boy, at the end of the day, is considered he killed the outright. So he did 100%. Could be for the story you said that it was alive and reporting it. So Mr. Boy is 100% of the damage. And the show only did 50%. So a show more with a boy. How much does the show more pay? 50%. How much does the boy pay? 50%. Why? The boy, Mr. Boy, he really did 100% of the damage. He said, since he got shot first, he pays 50%. No, and the show only really did 50% of the damage. So if he has a partnership, he should drop down. He should drop down. Well, I tell you why not, yes.
How can I say why not? It bothers me. When he said up top, well, when you have two different types of Ezekiel, who says you're only talking about the board? Right? You're talking about both of them. Each one could be this cool of Ezekiel. Normally, we'd say the part of Alba is 50-50. That's if you have two shards. Yeah. Maybe cool is it, because I don't have the boards on each of them.
Yeah. The Rosh Hashanah Gemara was, I'm not to write a Birkish card. I found it in your book. Which that's why Tesis is focusing on the boy, seeming to say that the boy is what's doing it. Could be the story else he's saying, because the mice, the animal is still alive as it's falling in, and it's the boy that did the final good. Don't know, Tesis doesn't say why we would say that, but that's how Tesis understood. Yeah, you know, so you gotta say,
I'm saying we're going to show what
Yeah.
So in the case that I envision, he killed it more than the Shulchan. Let's say he did more damage to this animal, or at least we know it would have happened. So in this case, I see him as 50%, and 50% is the case of when he was falling. According to my case, when he was falling, he was already practically out of it. He was dead, and therefore, yeah, final blow at the end of the day, you pit. That's how I envision. But what?
Based on that, then you can understand what it is. Retracted from this explanation. They became more the Nossan and Marishan Mechsov. Mood. If you have a show mood, why do they only pay half? He hated the Mahani Shukhas the boy. Shayna boy, Mishan, and a Khatsi, Imash Izik. Just like. Kehechid the Mahani Shutfas the boy. Just like Shutfas helps for the boy. Shayna boy, Mishan, and a Khatsi, Imash Izik. That the boy only pays half of what he damaged. Kamoikein, Yoyal Shutfas a boy. The partnership of the boy should help the show. Just like the partnership of the show helped the boy only pay 50% of what he did. So the partnership of the boy should help the show. And he shouldn't pay below Sharim Ashur Mechsa. The show should not pay Mechsa. The show shouldn't pay Mechsa. Why does the show pay Mechsa? The show shouldn't pay Mechsa.
Just Lord should pay 25 and the top should pay 12.5.
And what should pay? Oh, so he doesn't say how much it should be. So you can work out. I don't know if it's half this time, but it's a real mood. So the mood, I think it should be 37.5 and 62.5. That's what I think, but it doesn't say how much it is. It shouldn't be half. Just like we say, Mr. Boy goes down from 100 to 50, Mr. Show should also get a break. Should really also get a break. Right. That's Tesis's
cash.
Over time, now we can ask. Same question we can have by the time. Why does he pay a quarter? Why did he pay a quarter? He paid a quarter because of a half and a quarter. No, he had the half shouldn't have been half. The half should be less than half. And then the time should be less than half, less than a quarter. Just like your board should have been, I'm saying 37, but you could pick another figure. I think that's 7.5% the more should have paid. So then the town should pay 17.75, whatever it is.
We don't overpay it. We don't overpay it. We each time go on the half. We need to overpay. 87.5 is too much.
82.5. That means the 62.5. Should be 37.5 and 62.5.
What was paying what?
Yeah.
So if we bring both down 12.5,
we'll pay. So the maps are going to have to do. But that's the idea of Tesis. The question is that the show, just like we said, the boy, even though he did 100% of the damage, only has to pay 50. Why? Because he's got a partner. So the show also, why should he pay his full liability? He's got a partner, he should drop down. So therefore, Tesis is going to retract from this chart. Okay, in there.
Does he learn that word before? You know, maybe everything in Paris wasn't like this. You just said the shoot was seen to happen. It's the same.
That was by time. Yeah. You're asking the last part. This is the last time.
I'm saying, when we learned it more, but would they should go fully live on the sort of chat was going to happen, but the Paris chat.
Right.
What we're saying over there, the chat is that the time is when they went by 30.
Then you work out how much the board would pay and divide it by 2. That's how it compares it.
Right, but it's all focused on
the
time. They only pay half of what it was.
A half of what the Lord was.
Okay, right. It doesn't have to do
with
real
shukras.
It's not real shukras comes out.
It starts off with the shukras, and the Lord would only pay 50 because it's got shukras, and the town pays half of that because of the town. Yeah, as well. The show had a partner damaging, so it should have been 50. So it had been a show word. How much damage did the show word do? So how much would somebody, you only did half. How much would you pay if he has a partner? Not the full half. You would pay less. Therefore, it should drop down. And then if you work out what the time is, should drop down again.
So you're using partnership twice. Then how much for someone? How much damage did you think you said? Why did you get a partner? How much did someone pay if they had a partner? Half. But that half doesn't reduce it twice. The fact that you're only paying half is because you had a partner. Well, so you still have someone reduce it once.
But we see by partner, we said he really does the whole thing, and because he got a partner, it gets dropped down.
Okay, so the sure was so I don't look the same.
So if I only did 50, so it should also drop down.
Okay, so you want to drop to 25.
Whatever the number would be. You can argue on the numbers after that. Al King Nair says, please, I'll tell you the real chart. And the real chart is the Dindra Abomam. Al King Nair, the Bori Nami Palgit is Gaoba, the Vada. You don't need to go with any of these numbers you're saying. We all see that animals falling in instead of life. No, animal, a boy, and a show you the things together. Each one puts in the 50% of the liability. And then the one animal died. It died because of both of them. Therefore, you divide up the cost between them. Each one's considered in. Talga, Nizka, or each one did half. So, why did we then we go?
I haven't
done anything yet.
But so why is the bar?
Okay, yeah. The Bari Nami Palga and Nizka. So far, that's all I read. Right? So now we're back to the question. So, why would Mr. Bari pay more than what he is liable for? He only did half. So, why is he liable for 75 all of a sudden? Well, Mishum says this is Mishum Shekimara Hezek. Or Goma Hezek, because he completed the Hezek, which is that Yossi was in animals falling in, and it was still alive, and he was the one that did the Makir. But Patish, it looks as if Kimisha Soy Kuloi, it appears as if he did the whole thing, even though it's not. It appears as if it is. Aminon, Kileke, Lishtelumi Mahari, Mishtali, and Mimbalam. We say, since it looks to us like that, we say that since you can't claim from the Balashoi, the Balaboy has been paid.
Much
more than it is. It's far the rights for such a thing. And now it's doing it. It's a Takonas Hanizik. We say, since the boy looks as if he did this amount, he has to pay more than what he really did. Okay, the scholar. It's the Drabon.
My assumption is that the problem might be we're not really sure.
We are sure.
No, but we're sure that the animal's dead.
No.
We're not sure who was.
We're not.
Can't be. I want to suggest.
What do you mean we can't?
If we knew the animal was dead before it fell into the pit.
Right, that's multiple.
Are we going to be high in the Baal pit? No. We're not.
We're not talking about animals.
So we're talking about a situation.
Well, the animal was still alive before that.
How can we know? If we both start falling in while he's still alive, how do we know really that the Negicha of the show really killed it? We don't know. We look, because we're still alive. So we don't know if the blow really hit it and really killed it. So we don't know. So at the end of the day, what can we do? What's in the Chana Lala Laya? We say 50-50. At the end of the day, the pit is where it fell in. So that's why maybe we'll be behind with Bala pit more. Because we know it's a killing pit. We know the pit, the animal is in the pit. We know without a doubt the pit would have killed it 100%. We don't know 100% that the animal was killed by the blow. We don't know
100% that the animal could have died from the force of the shoi knocking it into the pit. We know that.
If the pit wasn't there, and by the shoi struck this animal, what would have happened?
What would have been had the show not been born?
That we don't ask.
Why?
Because for some whatever reason we don't ask that.
Because the show wasn't born.
It's not like an accident in the stakes of car lately back to being
there at that time.
Don't ask that question.
Why? Because the show was born. What happened if the pit wouldn't have been there? The pit was there. The pit was there.
Each
so the show person that I was into a pit was there. So and we know that can kill it. So we can kill it. So what had the pit?
We're looking at certain things that we have in front of us to be able to claim money from somebody. Uh-huh. And so we have to be certain when we're claiming something from somebody that we're right. And right now, I'm assuming if we knew we were right 100%, there's no reason justification to say because the animal looks like it's in the pit. Or looks like he was killed by it, but I know 50% really he's liable, and he's only 50% liable, but because it looks like it, I'll charge him more. Masvara to say such a thing, unless you say to me, we're not sure. If you say to me, we're not sure 100%, I can hear the svara. Because it looks like it caused more damage, so I'll go after you more than I go after him.
But if I know 100%, if you tell me we know without a doubt, 50-50 is what they're each responsible for, there's no shum reason in the world to justify charging the bottom pit 75 because it looks like he killed the more. What's justice about that?
You're asking, because some of high could have taken over. Actually, I could some of high could have taken over. It's about two-thirds of the way down. First word on the line is E.
Yes.
It's since without the pit, it would have died. Kilo and Yisakur. And we continue to show the whole thing. King of a boy, Poyle, Belav, Makas, Nigir, is a show, have a nice. Since even without Makas, Nigir, the show would have died. So that is the Mahmoud Rashi says that it is, the Matisse is that. Either one had the boy, it would have died. Without the show, it would have died. Either one of them had the Echelis to do the killing. And therefore, although it would be nice to say what you're saying, Rashi is clearly not challenging the law. It's not my case. If you ask the experts say, such a velocity of a kill of a makam from the show could kill it. The boy could kill it. Either of them are as equal. And that's the most great takes the question. So why should the boy pay more?
Why should the boy pay anything? Right? If under that scenario, back to the water crisis, well, then you have to say, if, because that's what happened first, and that on its own killed it, then it's dead.
That is the question to left. He said, there are all sit and after that, finally, there's nothing more. If it's a question, don't have to react, don't have to all the answers at one time. But that's what clearly in the Gemara we're talking about. Rashi says that we're talking about type of a makom that even had there not been a boy there, you could have killed with such a makom. And even had there not been a shuri there, the boy on its own would have been able to kill. So it's hard to say that one is more of a culprit than the other one. But it was indeed says it's only a near. It looks like it, not means I know the boy, the bulk and shaft, kate, it has a certain appearance somewhere, and Chazal made the Takoma putting more of an onus on the valability for that. Why? I'm going to do a
There's a certain circular logic. We're asking the question, what's the Svara? And we're coming out with the answer is it's Tana. That's not answering where it's supposed to start.
So we thought it was something based on logic. In which case, Master, what was it? There was logic in it. Answer is, you're right. There's the Kana de Rabbanon. It wasn't because of based on logic, the Kana de Rabbanon. Obviously, there was a reason for this, the Kana de Rabbanon. Maybe to put more of an onus on people who were to share by digging a pit in the first place to refrain from making pits. There could be a reason why Chazal made such a Kana, right? And they made the tikkun. It wasn't. It's not based on logic. If it's based on logic, no. It could be. It's a kanas. It's a kanas on Israel. Now we need to work out why. Right? This place is open for us. Every person can come up with their own reason why they would think Chazal would say Mr. Bar is more penalized than the shef. I have my own svara. The boy is more of a bishayah. In the case of a show, even a show more, all I did wrong was I didn't look after my show. That's all I did wrong. In the case of a boy, I actively went and made it shear in the Shasarab. So Chazal will more penalize him, right? At the end of the day, having somebody who's suffering due to both of these animals, both of these pishers, and I'll put more of an onus on the boy because he did something which we consider more wrong than the punishment.
So it comes out. We feel this war. We only say people are shaman only by war. We're saying right now, there's a reason this war that says you can't collect from the Baal Shurik without war. So this war, going back to one by the Gimel, and we say we can't collect from this war, but this only applies by war. Because we're saying,
Okay, but so close over that way. What's my scum? Take him on.
he would then you would hold on the war is for the second language. You don't say it, you say don't say shall make
a So if it gives you two svarim and one of them is pot, right? Two
svarim, well, right.
If you would hold, no, if you would hold, could it take off? And how could it take off? It depends on how you done. It goes, could it take off?
The first one, could it work?
That's yeah, how to then it would be. Yeah. Like, could it take off? How to take it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
But the lashon you were asking beforehand, the lashon of Rashi, at and date.
Right.
Rashi said, "B'toch shelcha nimtzet." Rashi says, "B'toch shelcha matzati." So I'm trying to be the dyke from here. That it's nice. You had a bunch of witnesses all around screaming, "Yeah, the animal, yeah, we're sufficient to kill it outside." At the end of the day, this guy's coming to the scene, and he sees that an animal is inside the pit. He says, "Machpati mashu, So I'm casting more of the blame on you. It could be that maybe it would have been killed 100% by the animal's blow. It could be that maybe the pit would have killed definitely 100%. At the end of the day, I'm only going based on what I see. And I see.
So what if he saw the question?
If he saw the question? And he knows with certainty that it was 50-50.
But Morris says
50-50. Morris says that it was 50-50. But at the end of the day, Rashi says, Matsati, I found it. And why do you have to add that word?
So why then I asked the Rashi, it's also with Gemara as well. Ashke Chise, I found it. It's also with Gemara. I know Tori the Birchashke Chise. That's why everybody knows what answer is to Reuben's Kasha because it's a lot of Gemara. I don't want Rashi adding. And not to
say,
I found my ox and your boy.
So, I found it. Why is that? Why that add word? Yeah.
Right.
It seems like he's pointing that maybe he wasn't there. And this is where it's found.
No. Don't say he wasn't there. If we don't say he wasn't there, don't say well, then you ate them. The Gemara said, we lost him. And the Gemara said that then, in all cases, don't say only if you don't know what happened. Don't say that.
I don't see the difference between Palga and Kulo, which is what we were not happy with, and then the difference between Palga and Gemar Hezek. And if we're going to say that it's based on a Takana, then why do we have to come up with a Svar unless Tosfos is trying to explain why Chazal made that Takana? Why can't we just say that before the in Cain, say it's a Takana Drabana?
Okay, so let's do a summary of Tosa and I'll answer your question. At a point, I want to do a summary of Tosa. Tosa had a question: why should this the boy pay more than what he did? It's his svar user. So don't go with the Habimina, it's going with logic. It's a svar user. What's svar user? Has to go with logic. If it has to go with logic, the only way we'll be able to say that the boy should pay more is if he did more. So we have to say, even though we say palka, that means two svarim together. The boy did more. That's what we have to say. So the boy did more. So the boy did 100%. And that's why he pays more than 50% because he did 100%. That's what Tosfos said, due to a hechav, because he was stuck, because he was against the wall. You can't pay more than what you were liable for. So that's not logical. Pay more than what you're liable for. It must be that the boy paid 100%, did 100%. If you did 100%, so it makes sense why you pay 75%. But then Tosfos has a difficulty on that, because if so, it should turn out that when you have a shoy mod with a boy doing it together, the shoy mod shouldn't pay 50%. That was Tosfos' difficulty. If you're saying that the boy did something which is not in proportion to what the shoy did, then the payment, the liabilities to pay when you have a shoy with a boy should also be according to that proportion. If they both did 100%, okay. If they both did 50%, okay. If one did more than the other, then the proportional payment should be based on that. So therefore, Tosfos now retracts. We're not saying they're not balanced. They are balanced. They both did 50%, like the Gemara says. So now when both did 50%, if we're going with logic, there's no way Mr. Boy should pay more. So now Tosfos said, you're right. We're talking about it's not logical. And the reason is because there was a knas drabon. Knas drabon, you have to pay then we were penalized physically more than what he did. So that answers what you're asking. So everyone was asked, why do we have to, what do you think? Why do we have to start going back to say 50%, 50%? Why don't we keep it what we started? It's really the other way around. We only said what we started to say that when the Gemara said 50-50 didn't mean 50-50. Yeah? We only said that because we were stuck. If you're going with logic, Mr. Boy can't pay more than what he did. So we have to change what the Gemara says. The Gemara said they did palga palga. It doesn't mean palga palga. It means generally palga palga. But that doesn't work. It can't be. Because then, like we said, every time you have a shame word and a boy together, it shouldn't be that it's 50-50. It should be less. So once we go off that, it can't be that. So now we're going back to the normal idea of 50-50. The normal idea of 50-50, so why is the boy paying more? Can't pay more than what he's liable for. The answer is because it's a cluster of one. It's been meant, not logical, it's a cluster of one.
Why is it that it goes in that direction? Why not? If it was just a short time that did the whole thing, then the owner of the store would only get 50%. So why is it so bad? Is it short change because you're dealing with the time?
That's what
so
I would. I know, that's what I would. I know. Let's talk about more than you understand. If you talk about more, you understand. So Shaitan is just once you know how much more is paid, you just divide it by two. So talk about Shaitan and your question will be answered. Shaitan Mood, they're damaged. Mm-hmm. And he is only anyway only liable for 50 what he did. And so Boy should be liable for 100% what he did.
Mm-hmm.
And we say that each one pays the same amount. That can't be. Right, so that why that must be that they are on equal footing. Must be equal footing. Now, why does Shaitan pay half of that? That's a dindu. I didn't tell you that Shaitan pays half.
No, that now, I understand. But I'm just saying that within the world, you know, within this environment, whenever you deal with the Tom, that the victim of the Tom is going to get shortchanged. So why not just have it's get shortchanged 150% when he does it by himself, and when they've got a shoot payment involved, then he's shortchanged by 25%. But he's always going to get shortchanged by 25% by the
Chazal. So I'm just asking.
Why
did the Chazal make this class?
Yeah.
Why did the Chazal make a class? That's a valid question. So we suggest the reason is because in the end of the day, there's a boy here, Mr. Boy, who is a bishayah in digging this pit. He actively was bishayah. It wasn't like he just didn't look after his thing. He was actively bishayah. He made a mazik shalikadin, and therefore Chazal penalized him more than on a great extent that he really deserved to have been. Right? That's what the suggestion was saying is the answer. Okay, so which leaves us now with the last stretch of the Gemara, my Rabbah. Jimiat Hashem, we will do. Have you learned already?
Yeah.
You learned already. Very good. Listen, that's fantastic. I'd like to suggest we now reached a little bit of a crossroads. The next part of the Gemara is also Rav Noson and Rav Bonon, but I think it's good for us to show up what we've done. Before we move on, it's slightly more complicated than next time, right? To shore up what we've done. And therefore, I'd suggest that we spend the next couple of days doing Chazar. From Amar Rav, right? That's the first part of the Amar Rav in front of Mamish until him. We have basically one honor to do. Yet Hashem, I will come in to discuss with you, to learn with you if there's things that sticking points. But I really feel that before we move on to the next stretch of the Gemara, it's allowing us to really get clear. We've had two subjects what we've learned. One subject, they're not really connected, it just happened to be two subjects we've learned. One subject was why you have the Hebel or Chavata. So it shouldn't take you long to go through that Gemara. We did the taste of it. For Chazar, it's good enough. Just remember that Shmuel Marashi is here now, so again. And then to really try and focus on the Nosim and Rabbanon, what's the Svar, when they say what they say. And in the answer, Shem, once we feel we've conquered this, we'll move on to the next part of the territory. Okay?
What is Torah saying?
That's the mitzvah. We'll do that. So we didn't finish the gemara, right? There's a test of other tests. Yeah. So tomorrow I'll come and I'll finish off this little bit of gemara. But till then, the gemara. Tomorrow we'll have a short share on that. But the Iker Matar is going to be the Chazan. You're right. They're all you have to take for tomorrow. Yeah, this year. I still very interesting. I don't know if you all said speeches. Is there a sinner here?
Yeah, this is smart.
It struck me a bit. I felt a bit embarrassed saying it, to be honest. But you know, the comments of the hard was that because maybe somebody's nishal in various during the so there was such that Tanisim.
Amazing, because more during Yantif than any other time.
Because there's too much kalas rish, too much happiness. So he says among the first people he says, Shakai Osinra Shalom. We've done our part. Takif Asir Shalom. Now you, the Rosha, do your part. It's a bit embarrassing. I've done my part, so because it's not really fast. But the idea is that if we do what we have to do, then we Daven Hashem should do his part. So interesting, by Megillas Rus, the Medrash says the same. Megillas Rus going on to Shulas now. It says amazing. Would almost be too crazy of a coincidence as possible. Rus went one night with Boaz. And Boaz said, okay, come to the basement. Now, according to the Medrash, the story that happened then was, it happened to be that Toi, that was the other person that should have done Yibum with Rus, happened to be walking by that basin that day. And he was sat down and he said, don't do it. And therefore, Boaz married Rus. Now, according to Medrash Kazal, Boaz died that next day. He was the old, very, very old man. He died that next day. So it's a crazy coincidence. Rus happened to go and be one night with Boaz, who managed to bring come to Bethlehem. In that one day, happened to be that Toiv, that was his name, Brody, came to Bethlehem, and they managed for Hashem to do it. And Boaz went to Rus, and because that was able to mount the base of it. All from that one coincidence that happened. But the Medrash said it was like that. Boaz said, no, Hashem said actually, Hashem said, Rus did what she was meant to do. But Boaz did what he was meant to do. Now I'll do, Mamik this Loshan, which we done, I'll do what I'm meant to do. And instead, even a Toy being on the other side of the world, his Loshan of the mentions, I'm Yatusatoy, I'll fly him in to bring him to the base thing, so he should be able to have. They did what they were meant to do, Hashem does his part. So, and that's my message that I took out from the speakers this morning. If each one of us does what we're meant to do, our part, then we're going to be able to tons of Shmaya to do more and more and more. Okay, my parents, have a good day. So tomorrow, there'll be a very short share, and then Chazara, basically, until we've finished conquering the Sega.